こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、米大統領候補のドナルド・トランプ氏が2005年に強制わいせつとも取れる行為を自慢しているビデオが見つかり、先週ワシントン・ポストが公開しました。テレビ番組の収録前に番組ホストと会話しているもので、これから番組で一緒になる女性を遠くから見つけて、めちゃくちゃ美人じゃないか、やったなと言われると、ミントを取り出し、彼女にキスし始める前にミントを食べておかないと、俺は綺麗な女性には自動的に惹かれてね、いきなりキスするんだよ、磁石みたいにね、もう会ってすぐにだよ、俺みたいなスターだと相手も拒まないから何でもできる、女性器をわしづかみにするとかね、何でもできるんだよ。数々の批判に対し、トランプ氏はあれは男性のロッカールームでの会話のようなものだと弁明したため、多くの NBA や NFL の選手たちがロッカールームで強制わいせつの話なんてしない、楽しそうに話していたがあれは犯罪だと怒りの声明を出しています。
A video showing US presidential candidate Donald Trump in 2005 boasting about sexual coercion was released by the Washington Post last week. Trump was conversing with his co-host before filming a TV show when his co-host spotted the girl that they would be filming with and commented, "Your girl's hot as shit." At which point Trump took out breath mints and commented,I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. I grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. Trump has since stated in his defense that the conversation was simply guys' locker room talk. Since then, NBA and NFL athletes have commented stating that they do not discuss assault in the locker room.And now, while Trump mentioned it in a playful way, it is a crime.
そう、これ最初に私文字で見て、でビデオ見たんだけど、文字で見るよりもビデオの方がやばいね。見た？
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. 一緒に話してる相手もやばいよね。
Bush?
この Yeah, Access Hollywood の人、
yeah.
もうみんなヘラヘラして、でそのまあ、こんなひどいことを言った後に、まあ、この女性と実際初めましてってなって、
Yeah, he comes down out of the bus like, Oh, hello there. Nice to meet you. You know, and he's very cordial.
そう、それでそのホストのやつもこれを聞いてたくせに、 Oh, why don't you give him a hug? とか言って、この女性にさ、なんだこいつらと思って超ムカついた。さすがに。で、この、
yeah, his friend is a high level wingman.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 本当にそう。
Like Trump shows up and he automatically has both a wingman and a woman.
Yeah, perfect, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. でも、そうだから、この男性もこの女性を守ってくれてないじゃん、全然。こんなひどいこと言ってる人なのに。で、この会話の前に、なんか誰のことか分かんないんだけど、これもまたトランプが女性の話をしてて、まあ、あいつとやろうとしたんだけど無理だったみたいな話もしてるし、まあこれかなりミームにもなってるし、すごく女性がもちろん怒っていて、それに対してトランプのサポーターたちが、女のせいで負けるんであれば女の投票権利を剥奪した方がいいみたいなことを言って、めっちゃハッシュタグになってるんだよね。それも問題になってる。
うん、
It's like, what are you talking about? もう下には下があるみたいな感じでもう毎週毎週どんどん自ら下がっていくけど。
Yeah, a lot of influential Republicans have actually come out against Trump since this latest incident.
そう、なんかまあこれまで女性もそうだし、まあ、メキシコ人は全員レイプマだみたいなこと言ったりとか、そうすると、まあ、女性が、まあ、ヒラリーとかはそれをうまく利用して、女性の敵ですよみたいなことを言ってるんだけど、女性とかっていう問題じゃないよね、もはや。こう他人に対してこう他人を傷つけたりとかっていうことを全く気にしてないっていうのが問題じゃない、まず。
Yeah, well, I think he's a very practical person, and he operates like a businessman, even in, you know, a social setting. You know, he very methodically is gonna go after women as well, probably.
Yeah. なんかこれが分かってから、この会話を見てから見るとすごい気持ち悪いっていう、こう過去にトランプが女性と、まあ、喋ったりハグしたり触ったりしてるコンピレーションビデオみたいなのかもあって本当に so creepy、 もう絶対やめてって感じ。
いや、
もう女性を近寄らせないでっていう感じ。
Did you see the debates after this?
Yes、just highlights, not the whole thing、but、さあ、すごいよね、アンデルソン・クーパーのこと好きになりそうになっちゃったもん。
Well, to be honest, like, Anderson Cooper was, I thought he was fairly biased against Trump in that interview or in that debate as a moderator. At one point, it was like, who's the debate between? Is、yeah. it between Anderson and、まあね、Trump? Or is it?
I felt like it was, I mean, I only saw the highlights, but I felt like it was building up. You know, 全然話を聞かないし、もうヒラリーのことずっと邪魔するから会話の。
なんかまあ、well, if you watch the unedited thing, I think it's pretty apparent how biased Anderson Cooper was. I mean, he clearly doesn't like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So like people were like applauding and making a bunch of noise after Hillary says something. And he's just sitting there. And then Trump said something and people were applauding and making noise. And then Anderson Cooper's like, hey, no applauding. Like, everyone said, don't make any sound because it's just going to make everything take longer.
Oh, God. So, でもこれがトランプが、まあ、白人の男性だからいいけれども、これが黒人だったらどうなってたんだろうっていうのを黒人男性がビデオを作っていて、もう同じことをしたり言ったらもうすぐにサグと言われてるよって、もうとか、例えばオバマ大統領がこの女性器をわしづかみにするとかね、言ってるところ想像できるかみたいな。
いや、
まあ、確かに本当にそうだよね。
いや、 I mean, it's hard to just swap the race. That I don't know if it works that simply, but
it's like somehow he just gets away with anything. なんか CNN でトランプのサポーターの女性が、まあ、トランプを擁護してるのがあって、それもすごかった。なんかこうデナイオっていうのか、サンクコストっていうのかね、その今さらこうトランプをがダメだったっていうことにはしたくないみたいな心理が働いてるのか。
But don't you think it's kind of silly the way what the focus has been in all of this, that we haven't really gotten to any policies, we haven't really gotten to anything、
yeah.
that's actually important, and that there really has been, I mean, from both parties, even from both candidates, they're not interested in talking about the issues either. It's an attack campaign on both sides through and through.
だからそれぐらいディストラクションがある二人っていうことだよね。それがまず問題じゃない。
Yeah.
Well, it's like, の話する暇ないほどいろんなものがボロボロ出てくるっていう。
Well, think about what's been said by each side. You know, that there's all these, well, we've got the email thing、with Hillary Clinton.、
Yeah.
We've got the DNC conspiring against her. That's ongoing. They just released、a lot more of those emails,、
right.
either, was it yesterday or today?、And they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad.Interestingly, the media has not been discussing the WikiLeaks emails、very much at all, especially compared to, you know, grab them by the pussy and
right.
all this other stuff that's going on. But Hillary could be in some hot water over the next few weeks or so as these continue to come out. Julian Assange has said that they've only released...a tiny fraction of what there is.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they have videos of Hillary Clinton doing things. They have all this correspondence within the party between Hillary and... I mean, they're saying, like, they use the phrase, what was it? Needy Hispanics like, I mean, it's, there's some bad racial stuff in there too.
Okay.
So at this point, both candidates look like they're completely not qualified, shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
It's going to get a lot worse.
It's like, can they redo this thing all over? Like,
let's not do this over. Let's get new people.
Yeah. Like, I mean, with the new people, like,
yeah.
Because this is もう泥仕合すぎるでしょ、ちょっとさすがに。
People
on しかももうだって事前投票始まっちゃってんだよね。
In certain
でしょ
states,、yeah.
だから、もうなんかこの女性器わしづかみの前に、が出てくる前にあの、トランプに投票しちゃってる人もいるわけだからさ。
I don't know who's gonna win, but it looks like either could win still.
Yeah.
Still, after the grab her by the pussy thing, I was like, okay, Trump might be done. But then all these emails start coming out, and it's like, wow, they really have a lot of stuff on Clinton. And she was like speaking to Wall Street, and when she's speaking to Wall Street, her policies, the things she says about regulating Wall Street, it's completely different than when she's speaking to the public. Things like that. I mean, she's stated herself that she has two personas that she uses.
Okay.
Not publicly. She didn't say that publicly, but she's on some recording or something. It's interesting. She's definitely fake. I think
I think everyone knows that by now. Yeah.
Yeah. That she's fake.
Yeah. And she's good. She's good at that.
Not good enough. It's coming apart.
Yeah,
at the
it's coming out. But I mean, watching the debate, you know, she's like calm, collected.
Well, if you watch the whole debate, I'm not a fan of Trump, but I have to say he won that debate.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch the full debate, don't watch these Democrat highlights. Just watch the whole debate, beginning to end. When it comes down to actually talking, like debating points, I mean, Hillary was not effective in defending anything that Trump said against her, really.
I just saw the part where he was like, yeah, my plan is so good. My plan, that is very good. Like, it's just like...
Yeah, believe me. It's going to be great. He just sounds like such a bullshitter.
My plan is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the emails that were released are called the Podesta emails.
Okay.
And Podesta is someone that was in the DNC. So there was correspondence between him and Hillary and other people in the party.
Yeah.
So there's a debate going on right now. Was the election rigged? The Democratic Party, the people that are accused of rigging it, are vehemently saying that they did not rig it, that these allegations are baseless. But they don't say anything beyond that, really.
Yeah.
And when you look into the emails, it's like, okay, this doesn't look good. You know. And she didn't address... I mean, it was brought up in the debate. She didn't defend it. She simply said it wasn't true.
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, that's not good enough. And now they're saying that Russia was behind it. So the United States, the White House has said that they're going to retaliate against Russia for having hacked them.
Yeah.
Putin's like, that's ridiculous. And besides, why is it important who did it? What's important is the content of the emails. That's what Putin just said, like, yesterday.
それはその通りだね、まあね。実際ね。
I hope nothing actually happens. An anonymous source said that they have evidence that the United States is planning to actually start a real conflict with Russia. It's just an anonymous person that claims to represent, have access to the stuff that WikiLeaks has.
ディベートも話したもんね、ロシアの話を。ヒラリーが。Well, it's getting weird. This year is so weird.
It is weird. Yeah. Things are intensifying.
Yeah. 本当に変な年だよね。
How much can the world take? If you had to quantify it as just like a level of just vibration that the world is capable of tolerating.
I don't know.
Turbulence.
だって一昨日かな、John Oliver が、If you look above the sky, above the clouds, you see the rock bottom. と言ってたもん。
What does that mean?
We're just way below the rock bottom now.
Oh, okay.
We're just going down, down, down,
down. I'm too space-minded to understand what that expression.
Yeah, it's... everyone's saying that this year is very weird.
Yeah, well, the truth... In a way, the truth is coming out. This is an exorcism, in a way, I think. And it's shocking. It's disruptive. It's funny, on Trump's side, his vice presidential candidate is saying that there's going to be a revolution, and so there's all this talk on the conservative side of like revolution, including overthrowing the conservative party itself, which is kind of weird.
Yeah,
because Trump he's like not on good terms with John McCain or a lot of those other guys, so.
どうなるんだろうね?
But how is it this silly? You know, his hair and his facial expressions and the things that are being said, it's like it's not real.
本当だよね。なんかヒラリーが喋ってる間もさ、ずっとフラフラフラフラしてさ、何してんのってすごい突っ込まれてたよね。
his facial expressions are one of a kind.
Yeah.
I don't know how they make sense to me because I've never seen him before.
Just, I don't know. He's a very strange guy. I don't know what he wants. Like, what is he doing?
He's making America great again. You just have to be patient.
Oh, God.しかも again っていつのことを refer してんのかもわかんないしね正直
Well,
like when was it so great?
When Republicans run, they always refer to the past. Right?
Yeah.
And so their slogans always are like this, you know, make America
yeah.
great again.
But でもいつのこと言ってんの?
The Democrat slogans are always change, forward, you know, they kind of have a
そうだね。
They call themselves the progressive.
そうだよね。なんかこう、yeah.
So there are people in this world that are like, hey, let's keep things the same, more or less, or go back to the way they were before. And then there's people in the world like, let's change this into something else.Not what it was before.
Yeah. あの、普通に考えて企業とかってそのどっちもうまくいかないじゃん。その、あ、このままでいいよみたいなメッセージとか、CEO がね、例えば。もうこのまま、今のままでいい。現状維持みたいなとか。
Like, let's go back to last year's sales.
5年前みたいになろうみたいなさ、ありえないじゃん。こう、反イノベーションみたいな。
They do that sometimes now. They change the logo back to the original one. They try to...
They can yeah. play with their logo all they want, yeah. but that's not really usually a cool message that the CEO wants to be sending out, right?
But it's their old perception that they want.
Right. なんかこう、企業では考えられないことを政府だとこう軽々やっちゃうみたいなさ。不思議だよね。で、なんかオバマ大統領とかチェンジだったじゃん。いや、そういうことじゃないもんね。Make America great again. What?
Yeah, America's coming back. It's the comeback.
Oh, God.
Back to the glory days.
次。生物情報学のドクター・ディーヴァ・トメイさんが太陽の光を屋内に持ってくるロボット、ルーシーを開発しました。ルーシーは球体、丸い形で、中に太陽の動きを常に追いかける鏡が設置されており、あらかじめ設定した部屋の中の一箇所に太陽の光を反射させ、部屋を明るくします。反射された光は最大で電球12個分の明るさになります。これがあれば屋内の電気を節約できるほか、ルーシー自体が太陽光で動くため、電源も必要ありません。現在地球上には電気を使うお金がない人や 電気が通っていないところに住む人が12億人おり、将来的には学校、オフィス、家庭など様々な応用が考えられます。
Bioinformatician Dr. Diva Tome has developed a robot called Lucy that delivers sunlight into your room. Lucy is a sphere that tracks the sun's movement with a mirror, reflecting it into your room and making it brighter with natural light.At maximum performance, the reflected light can be as bright as 12 light bulbs. In addition to reducing electricity consumption in your room, Lucy itself is powered solely by the sun. The device may be useful for some of the 1.2 billion people without access to electricity, in addition to people who have access but simply cannot afford it. In the future, it could be used at schools, offices, and homes as well.
そう、クラウドファンディングのサイトインディーゴーゴーで2500万円ぐらい集めていて、これまでに。なので、そのプロトタイプ版だと199ドルで今買えるというか、まあ申し込めるらしいんだけど、まあ今後はもうちょっとこうパーツを少なくしたりして、いかに安くできるかっていうのが課題ですって言ってた。これすごいんだよね。見た？ジフ。
いや。
こう、バーッと光が。
Yeah.
部屋の角っこだよねあれは、
mm-hmm. にこう当てて It's pretty small.
Yeah. そうちっちゃいしすごいシンプルな形だ場所もそんな取らないし欲しいもんこれすごくない
？Yeah.
電気いらないよ
I mean costing $200 though the payback period is kind of significant
まあね
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's in order to get the price down, they need to have they need to sell it at a higher price first and invest in.
そう、で一応もうちょっとマスプロダクションできるように、mm-hmm. チームとかも増やしてるみたいだから、これ本当に便利じゃない？なんか昔からさ、まあ、素人の考えとしてこの太陽の光外にあるじゃんみたいな。これをどうにか持ってこれないかねって多分みんな思ったことあると思うんだけど、うん、まさにそれだよね。
Well, I don't want to shit up. I like this. I think it's cool. But if you're in like a one-story house, then you can just have a roof, like ceiling lights. Yeah. And we don't use ceiling lights very much.
うん。
Right? They're pretty rare.
Ceiling lights?
Or ceiling... What do you call them? Ceiling windows? Windows in your ceiling?
Oh, right.
Yeah, ceiling light didn't make sense. Ceiling window.
Right.
Sunlight. I don't know what they're called, but...
屋根の窓のこと?
Yeah. Yeah. We should be using those a lot more too, yeah.
Mm.
There's a lot of opportunities for stuff like this. You could...Engineer mirrors into the house itself to reflect light inwards from outside.
確かにね。
And they could just be mounted on the house.
まあ屋内さっきマイケルが言ったこう屋根の窓だとさマンションとかだと使えないもんね。Mm-hmm. あとこう家の下の階だと使えないけど。
Mm-hmm. But if you're living in an apartment, it makes it more difficult to have a place to put the thing too. I think.
もうちょっとちっちゃくしてくれればね、ベランダとかにも置けそうな感じだったけど。Mm-hmm.これすごい面白いなと思った。まあ、ちょっとだけかなと思いきや、光が。ジフで見るとめちゃくちゃ強い光だよね。
Mm-hmm.
だから、本当に電球いらないぐらいの感じ。だから。
You have to be careful not to look at it, I think.
確かにね。
I mean, it's the same as looking at the sun.
Yeah.
Does it, focus the light at all, or is it just a flat mirror?
It looked like a flat mirror.
Or
it looked like こういう普通の鏡。でもこれは面白いと思う。
It's funny that someone thinks of this in 2016.
そうね、すごいシンプルなんだけど今までなかったんだろうね。
Makes you wonder how many simple things like this could be invented right now, but we're all just not thinking of it.
Yeah.ね、だからこう発展途上国とかでたまに学校に電気が通ってなくて教室の中が暗かったりとか、まあ、外は明るい時でも、mm-hmm. だからそれとかには絶対使えるよね、
mm-hmm. mean, they could make, well, yeah. I mean, I think there should be a lot more use of solar power as well. I mean, this thing is solar powered. I have a watch made by Casio from like 1988, maybe it was 87, that is solar powered. A watch from that long ago. You never have to change the battery.
Yeah.
And then you go and look at watches today and they all have batteries. It's like, what?
ね、私も時計手巻きだから電源いらないんだけど。
Yeah.
時計って電源いらないやつにすればいいのにね、みんな。
Yeah, what's with all the batteries? Just、ね、batteries in general, I think.
手巻きかソーラーでいいじゃんね。
I only use the rechargeable batteries now.
てか最近電池って見ないよねでも
よ
ねっていうか私が、
okay.
私電池見ない最近電池って何に
They used to be everywhere.
まああれだねあの何リモコン、
mm.
ぐらいあのテレビとか、mm. あのエアコンの、
mm-hmm.
あとは見ないよね。昔は確かにね、何でも電池だった気がするけど。
Like for example, I have this Apple TV remote. You see that little like silver thing?
Yeah.
That has a battery in it. Right? But after a year or something, that battery dies. And then I have to take the remote apart and replace it. But application or tools like that, something like that that you might use for years, you can just put a very small. You know how like all the calculators used to have that little solar panel on it, that and that's cheap, right? It's just strip,
yeah,
and it keeps the thing charged. I don't understand why we're not doing that, or how come that hasn't gotten better?
確かにね、なんで?
The calculator solar panel, right?
確かにあれにすればいいじゃんね、リモコンとか。なんであれになってないんだろうね。なんか。そんな
People forgot.
え、そんなこと? 専門題?
I don't know, but it's weird to me that we, you know, we had this like...
だって確かに電卓のさ、あのソーラーってそんな常にさ、光に当てたりしなくてもさ、ずっと使えるじゃん。まあ、引き出しとかに入れちゃってると使えないけどもちろん。
Yeah.
それでいいじゃんね、リモコン。
Yeah, well, not just that, but all kinds of stuff.
何?電池業界のロビーイング? 電池業界との癒着か。なんでだろう。なんか理由があるのかな。だってそしたら確かにテレビのリモコンが使えなくなったら、こう光のとこに置いとけばまた使えるようになるもんね。
Yeah, I mean if it stays in the sofa for like weeks, then it might die. But
yeah, but if you just put it on the table,
yeah, and that's
by
way,
the window,
that's way easier than getting a screwdriver or whatever we got to do now. Getting a coin and turning. And just the fact that you have to throw away this battery and
yeah,
then buy a new
one,
go to the store. Oh, what is it? It's like LR576, and then, you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
全部ソーラーにすればいいのにね。Like,
what was that like a boom in the late 80s, early 90s where stuff had solar panels on it?
I guess it was cool because it was new. It's like, holy shit, this is so cool. But now, I don't know, people got used to it.
Yeah. Everything's running on coal now.
次。学会誌アメリカンジャーナルオブプリベンティブメディシンに掲載された調査で、2011年から2015年の間にコカ・コーラとペプシの2社が合計で96の機関にスポンサーとして資金を提供しており、そのうち63が健康に関する研究機関、19が医療機関、残りが食品や健康の財団と政府機関であったことが判明しました。疾病予防管理センター、歯科医師会、若年糖尿病研究所も含まれていました。また、コカ・コーラとペプシがソーダ税や砂糖が多く含まれた飲料の警告ラベルなど、国民の健康を守るために発案された29個の法案が通らないようにロビング活動をしていたことも明らかになりました。コカ・コーラ社から何万ドルもの資金を受け取っているアメリカ心臓協会は、資金提供によって研究結果などに影響を受けることはないと回答していますが、論文ではこうした企業から資金を受け取った時点でマーケティングに加担しているのと同じことだと指摘しています。
According to research published in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine, between 2011 and 2015, Coca-Cola and Pepsi sponsored 96 national health organizations. 63 of them were health research, 19 were medical institutions, and the remaining were food supply, health foundations, and government organizations. Furthermore, it was found that Coca-Cola and Pepsi had lobbied against 29 different public health bills during that time, including a soda tax and sugar warning labels. The American Heart Association, which receives tens of thousands of dollars from Coca-Cola, stated that donations do not affect their science or policy positions. However, the researchers conclude in their paper that, by accepting funding from these companies, health organizations are inadvertently participating in their marketing plans.
そう、まあこう NPO とかだと資金を受け取らないと存続ができなくなっちゃって死活問題だから、まあいろんな企業から資金を受け取ってるっていうのももちろんあるんだけど、過去にはまあ有名なのだと砂糖業界が、あの、まあ研究者にお金を渡して心臓病の原因になるのはこう脂肪分だけであって砂糖は関係ないみたいな風にこうちょっと研究結果をねじ曲げたりとかしてたこともあり、あの、まあ、こうやって企業と、あの、まあ、医療だったり科学的な研究がこうあまりにも結びついてるっていうのはどうなのかっていう話だよね。
Do you believe that companies, big companies like Coca-Cola or Pepsi, are just very interested in promoting public health awareness and research? Or do you think that they're trying to influence policy decisions made by people in government positions?
まあ実際本当に
or, I mean, みんなの
本当にみんなの健康のこと気にしてたらまずコカ・コーラ売らないよね。
Yeah, it's a conflict of interest. They're not in the health business.
Yeah.あの私はもともと PR の会社で働いてたから過去にあの、まあ、大学の先生を見つけてきて論文とか書いてくれそうなでその、まあ、企業が売りたいもの例えば飲み物をこうなんかこれを飲むとこんないいことがありますみたいなナレティブで実験してくれませんかって話を持っていくわけよ、
うん、
でもちろん大学の先生はあの研究結果はねじ曲げられないんだけど数字とかね、
うん、
でも、まあ、そういうふうに見えるようにどうにかすることはできちゃったりするわけじゃん、
うん、
で、まあ、もちろんその先生にお金払って、まあ、賄賂とかじゃなくて普通にね資金として提供してっていうのを、まあそれは普通に行われてることなんだよね。で最初にやっぱ問題なのはナレティブがもう決まってる。これを飲むとこういういいことがあるっていうのは先に決めちゃってんだよね。でどうにかしてそういう風に見えるように実験を組み立てていくそこから。まああと実験だけじゃなくて調査もそう。だから何万人に聞きましたみたいなやつも。最初にこういう結果が欲しいっていうのは決まっていて、でそれに近づくようにまず質問を組み立てる。で結果が出た時にでそこからまたさらに近づくようにクロスかけたりなんなりして、だからもう最初から結果はありき。
Yeah, well, there's been instances where these companies have done research and it wasn't the result that they wanted, so that then theyhad to go back and modify the study multiple times to try to get the result that they wanted. That's what happened with the tobacco industry. I mean, and the paper industry, they were lobbying against cannabis. And so when they did research on cannabis inhalation by monkeys, and it didn't cause the negative effects that they wanted it to, they decided to remove oxygen from the masks. And so without, you know, if you don't let the monkey breathe, it will cause brain damage. And so,
yeah.
I mean, it's things like that. The tobacco industry is actually doing the same exact sort of stuff, sponsoring these organizations as well to this day.
で、それがなんかこうやっぱり普通に行われているし、あの、 まあ、たまたま私が関わってたプロジェクトは別にこう健康に害を与えるようなものじゃなかったから、そもそも私も別に 何も思わなかったっていうか、その当時はね、あ、そういうもんなんだ確か思ってなかったけど、今振り返ると、まあ、うまく結果が出なくて何回かその実験をまた追加でやったりとか、あとはこう結果が出なさそうな難しいものの場合はそもそも分母をすごくちっちゃくするとかで、分母がすごくちっちゃいと、まあ、もちろん多分だけど、まあ、論文にはできる時もあるのかな、でも新聞とかだと取り上げてくれないんだけど、テレビは気にしないんだよねっていうのがあって、だから8人で実験しましたとかってさ、少なすぎるじゃん。でも、うん、少なすぎてクレディビリティがないから、雑誌とかはとか新聞は難しいんだけど、テレビは取り上げてくれるから、でテレビすごい数の人が見てるわけじゃん、だから宣伝効果もあるしとか。
And they're the least stringent with this sort of thing、
そう
with information、
そうだから、でそれを多分それを見てる普通の人はそんなこと分かんないじゃん、そうやって操作されてるというか、マニプレイトされてるっていうことは、だから怖いよねそれは、やっぱり普通の消費者としたら。
Yeah, I don't think that they should be doing this.
Yeah, no.
I don't think that private corporations should be able to make these donations to these organizations. I know see, the people that are making the rules are the people involved in these organizations, and they want to be able to accept funds from these people, but it's no different from having large political donations in politics.
だからこうなんか利害関係がある場合にそれでも資金を提供していいとか資金を受け取っていいっていうのはやっぱりちょっと緩すぎる感じはするよね。例えば歯科医師会とかさ、歯医者さんをさ、コカ・コーラがスポンサーしてるってどうなんだろうとかね。
Yeah, it puts pressure on people because if people come out with a particular result that is not good for Coca-Cola or a policy that's not good for Coca-Cola, well then they can expect a call from Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And Coca-Cola is going to be like, well, guess what? We're not going to fund you for this, you know.
Yeah.
So、
まあ、すでにメディアもそういう状況にあるわけじゃん。あ、コカ・コーラがスポンサーだからお金もらってるからコカ・コーラのことボロクソ言えないのはもう当たり前とか、
mm-hmm.
まあ、スポンサーが怒るからこういうことは言っちゃいけないとかがいっぱいあるわけで、それはもう雑誌でもテレビでも何でもそうだけど、
yeah, well, almost 100% of everything that you see in the media is passing through some kind of filter of that sort. It's almost 100%.
そう、怒られちゃうからねみんな。だからうちらみたいにお金もらってなければもう何を言ったって別に なんてことないんだけど、普通はそういうふうにはいかないから、だからそれが、まあ、メディアでも大きな問題だけど、医療機関とか研究機関とかになってくるとそれは本当に危ないよね。
Yeah, it's weird to think. I mean, we've only really realized how bad soda is recently. And think about how pervasive something like Coca-Cola is. You can go to any country on this planet and there's going to be Coca-Cola ads, and you can get Coca-Cola, you can sit down and order a Coke.
Yeah.
And they've run with this thing everywhere. And more research is showing that not Coca-Cola specifically, but sugar in these sodas, that sugar is addictive.
Yep.
Sugar does not actually exist in that form in the natural human diet. Didn't exist. So it's like a low level cocaine or something almost.
Yeah.
It causes diabetes. Right?
そう、だから美味しく味付けすればいいっていう問題じゃないよね。
yeah.
最近こういう食の安全性とか言われるけど、実際何が入ってるのかよく分かんない加工されてるものとか、なんかこう人間が本当は食べるようなもんじゃないのに、それになんかこう美味しく味付けすりゃいいみたいな。
Straight up sugar. just sugar is already crazy. They have subsidies for sugar. The government in the U.S. pays tax dollars to make sugar even cheaper.
Yeah.
So people can buy more of it. It's crazy.
砂糖のドキュメンタリー見たんだよな。チェコの、なんか女性が作った、ドキュメンタリー、タイトル忘れちゃったんだけど、結構新しい最近のやつ。彼女が妊娠糖尿病になっちゃって、で、そこから、砂糖について調べていったら、まあ、確かにそういう癒着だったりとか、まあ、研究結果隠されてたりみたいな、砂糖業界の闇を知って、まあ、自分と自分たちの子供たちに、こう、なるべく砂糖を食べさせないようにする試みで、学校の自販機とかにもすっごい甘いお菓子とかが売ってるのね。
Yeah.
チェコだったと思うけど。で、それをもうちょっとなんかこう手作りの普通の、そんなドバドバこういろんな砂糖が入ってないものに変えた方がいいっていうプロテストしたりとかっていうのだったけど、それも結構面白かった。それもまさに砂糖がいかにアディクティブかっていう話、依存性があるかっていう話してた。
You noticed that it's addictive, yeah?
Yeah, そう。私はまさにカットして、なんていうの、そうだ、私一切飲まないんだけど、コーラとかスプライトとか飲まないといらないんだよね。
Yeah.
で毎日飲んでるともう絶対毎日欲しくなるし。
Yeah, or if you're eating sweets a lot, then you're always eating sweets.
そうそう。
And you feel this urge to eat sweets because your blood sugar is being manipulated so drastically.
そう。炭水化物とかでも感じれるよね。だから毎日パスタ食べてると、毎日パスタパン、パスタパンとかやってると食べたくなっちゃう、どんどん。
It's slightly closer to sugar. So the closer you get to sugar, the simpler the carbohydrates are, the faster they digest, and the greater the glycemic effect is on your blood sugar levels.
だから自分でレシピ通りにケーキとか作ると分かるけど、すごい入ってるじゃん。
Yeah,
ブラウニーとかね、そう、すごい入ってる。だから自分で見てる分にはいいじゃん、わかるから、あ、こんな入ってんだとか。でもコーラとかこう見えないもの、
yeah.
はもう絶対だって、私いつも言ってるけど、飲み物でカロリー取るの一番嫌なんだよね。もったいなくない？じゃあ食べたい、甘いものを食べた方がマシ。だからスタバとかもさ、すごい甘いけどどれぐらい入ってるのか見えないし。
Like the frozen stuff?
Yeah, or yeah, frappuccino とか。か、フラペチーノとかも一生飲んでないけど。そう、なんかどれぐらい砂糖が入ってるか分かんないものはやっぱりちょっと怖いよね。
What do you think about these proposed regulations, like a soda tax and sugar warning levels?
いや、アメリカはやった方がいいんじゃない？
It might be time.
でも肥満増えすぎでしょ。
It might be too late.
だってなんだっけ、3分の2とかじゃなかったっけ、まあ、半分以上の人が肥満ですっていう。
Well, there's a distinction between overweight and obese. For overweight, I think it's over 2/3. For obese, I think it's less, like a quarter or something. But it's still super high.
まあ、とにかくでっかすぎるペットボトルをまずやめた方がいいよね。
Yeah.
びっくりする。あと映画館のスモールがもうさ、日本のラージぐらいじゃんとかさ。
You know, I was thinking about this book, A Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. It was written a long time ago. Maybe it was in the 30s.
Okay.
I want to say it was written in the 30s.
Right.
But it was about this affluent society, this well-off, wealthy.Developed society where everyone sort of everyone's on this, they take this drug called Soma, and so if you feel anxious you take Soma, if you feel sad you take Soma, if you feel pain you take Soma, if you whatever it is you just take Soma, right? So everyone's medicating all the time and it makes you feel better.
Okay.
And I think in the United States we've kind of seen that
Yeah, like Xanax.
That happened to society. Not there. Yeah, so like Xanax, Oxycontin, like all these prescription medications, if you look at the statistics, it's absolutely off the charts. Everyone and their mom is on prescription meds to the gills. And they're highly addictive and they make you feel better and they kind of just numb the world out. Huge, huge numbers of people are doing this. It's changing the culture of the entire country. It's changing our music. It's changing the way people interact. It's changing the way celebrities behave on television. It's all over the place, but it's not just prescription medications. It's also the way that people indulge on food. All over the United States, people are just, warehoused and ordering pizza and ordering this and eating donuts and going to Waffle House, and you get even the smallest set at Waffle House is enough to put you in a food coma, you know, for 8 hours.
Yeah.
and people are just dousing this stuff in syrup and creams and butter, and people are just going in. But more interesting to me than the physical transformation is the cultural transformation and the psychological aspect of this phenomenon, that people are medicating how they feel using food.
Right.
You know, stress eating, but it's, they call it stress eating, but it's more prevalent than that. You know, the same way that people are indulging in these prescription medications, they're indulging in these artificial food drugs that we have in sugars and sweets and whatnot.
Yeah, let's not drink soda.
Yeah. To get researchers at Oxford University analyzed the Wikipedia page traffic drawn by airplane crashes in order to investigate the nature of human attention online. Or the nature of attention online, a phenomenon they are calling attention decay. The researchers found that events that resulted in fewer than 50 casualties tended to garner little attention and refer to them as low-impact events. For events resulting in greater than 50 casualties, views were primarily dependent on the number of deaths and the location. For example, events in North America generated 50 times more views than events in Africa. Additionally, views tended to fall by half within 3 to 10 days of the incident, and bigger disasters didn't necessarily hold people's attention longer than smaller ones. The researchers attributed this to a decay of novelty and limited mental capacity.
オックスフォード大学の研究チームが飛行機の墜落事故に関するウィキペディアページの閲覧数を分析し、興味の衰退と呼ばれる現象について調べました。事故により被害者が50人以下の場合はあまり注目されず、50人以上の場合は死者の数と事故の場所によって興味の度合いが左右されていました。例えば北アメリカで起きた事故はアフリカで起きた事故より50倍検索されていました。さらに事故の大きさにかかわらず3日から10日で閲覧数が半減する傾向にあり、これは目新しさがなくなることに加え、人間の精神的なキャパシティの問題によるものだとチームは結論付けています。まあ確かにね、ずっと考えてたら、もう悲しくなるだけだもんね。
Mm-hmm.
もう常にいろんな事件が起きるからさ。
Yeah.
3日から10日。まあ2週間以内ぐらいってことだよね。
Mm-hmm.It's weird that we have, that you can kind of mark these things in time. And that if it's, there's also a certain period after an event during which it's not okay to joke about it. You know?
確かに。
And that's probably proportionate to how, you know, however many people are killed or... Yeah.
そうだね。Too soon とか言うもんね。
Yeah, there's like too soon, but what does too soon mean? How do we, who, how is this stuff decided? You know, why does it work this way? It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Why do certain events get so much attention? What are the patterns that we can recognize out of the way that we pay attention to various events? And, you know, what is this number 50?
ね、なんでだろうね。50なんかこう、まあそう、100だから100人単位になってくるとさ、飛行機とかで、
うん、
じゃあ300何人何十人全員死んでしまいましたとかはさ、さすがにねすごい注目されるの分かるけど、なんで50人で切れてんだろうね。
I don't know. Maybe it's because we're
多く聞こえるから。
Because it's suddenly closer to 100. Maybe our our brains are rounding one way or another. So if like 36 people die, it's like it might be rounded up to 50. But I think once you get over 50, it's like that's all in the same. Like, that's a lot of people. We kind of think of, like, that's not that many people, or that's kind of a lot of people, or that's a lot of people. Like, what are these, these words that I'm saying? Like, how many people does each of these things actually mean?
確かに50人って一クラス以上だもんね。なんかみんながどういう学校行ってるか分かんないけど、一クラス何人の学校か分かんないけど、なんとなくこう、一クラス全員がなんか重症とかさ、でなんかイメージはしやすいよね。
I feel like there's also, I mean, I wouldn't want to say diminishing returns, but there's an effect where after a certain number, it's all the same.
Ah, 1500人なのか1800人なのかとかってこと。
Yeah, like you're not visualizing anything different.
まあね。
It's about the same.
Yeah.まあ、あの宇宙の話してる時もそうだもんね。なんか 50億年とさ45億年とさ、もうなんか変わんなくないみたいな。
Yeah, well how do you visualize time in that way in the first place?
Yeah.
With people, at least you can sort of imagine more people. You know, so if I ask you to imagine, okay, so there's like Woody somewhere and then he's surrounded by 500 people. You can have a certain kind of image in your head, right?
Yeah.
Of how big Wally is and how big the crowd is.
Yeah.
But if I say, okay, you have Woody in the crowd and there's 6 million people, you can't really visualize it at all.
そうだね。
Right?
見たことないしね。
You have no idea what that looks like. And somehow, knowing what something looks like is what we qualify as understanding what is being said.
それは確実にそう。だから私がいつも言うみたいな、あの東京ドーム1個分ってやつ、あれは中に実際入ってお客さんが5万5000人とか入ってるとこを見たことあるから、こう5万5000人ってああんな感じねって見たことあるけど、それ以上は見たことがないもんね。その何30万人とかさ、こうパッと、東京ドームだとこう本当にパッと見て全部が見渡せるじゃん。
Isn't it interesting how visual that is? And that how visually dependent our understanding is. Even if it's just a visualization that occurs inside your mind, if that visualization is not happening, then you don't really understand the number.
Yeah,
And that's why we say stuff like, I see what you mean, right? So if you say something and I understand you,I might say, I see what you mean. But that means that you said something and that meaning is being represented visually inside my imagination.
そうだね。日本語だとそういうふうには言わないね。でも。
I'm sure there's...
見えますみたいな。
not,
見えた。
Yeah.
みたいなさ。
But you
ドラマとかだと
it still makes sense, sort of.
いや、そうだね。それはそうだね。こう同じものを想像できてるかどうかっていう話だからね。3日から10日。まあ、あれだよね。なんかこう、サバイバルテクニックっていうかさ、あんまりこう、まあ、自分の家族が死んじゃった場合とかはもちろん別だけど、そうじゃなくても、こうなんか、あの時起きた飛行機事故すごい悲しかったなとは思っても、それをこう、毎日何年も考えるとかってさ、普通に生きていけないよね。
That's what was going on with MH370 though. One of theThere's something about the circumstances. I mean, the circumstances really change how we respond to it. Because you remember MH370, that story had a shelf life of like a year or something because there was no closure.
Yeah.
There was no closure in the public
sphere. 大地震とかもそうじゃない？その実際被害に遭った人はもう、まあ、体育館とかに住んでる人とかさ、まあ、家に帰れない人がいっぱいいて、その人たちはもう現実のものとしてもちろん苦しまなくちゃいけないと思うんだけど、そうじゃなくてもずっとテレビとかで見てるだけでさ PTSD みたいになっちゃう人とかもいるじゃん。だからこう実際別に自分はそこまで被害に遭ってないんだけど、同じコミュニティの日本というコミュニティの一員としてあまりにもこう被害者メンタリティを持ちすぎちゃうことが長く続くと、なんか無駄にストレスになるっていうかさ、なんか誰の助けにもなってないし、
Yeah, it's not serving yourself either. Right.
そう。次。
Well, I'm thinking about like how do we decide where we get our information from, and how do we factor in how that information may affect us when we decide where we're getting our information from, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure you've had instances in your life where it's like, oh, I'm not going to read about this anymore, or I'm not going to look into this anymore, or I'm not watching this channel anymore, or something like
that. Yeah. So, that's it.まあ常にじゃない
It's happening all the time. The way that you take in information from the world is always being modified, right? And so, you know, it's the books that you read, the movies that you watch, the shows that you watch, the news sites that you peruse and browse through, the podcasts that you listen to.
Yeah. だからこうなるべくポジティブなだから逆に言うと本当に2チャンネルとかを毎日さ見てる人とか、
yeah.
こうなんか人の悪口とかなんかこうなんか
well,
アグイな部分
を if you read it long enough, you become a user, I'm sure.
なんかずっと見てるとあなんか変になりそう、だから自分にマイナスなことになってきそう、知らず知らずに。
I like that stuff. I don't look at it very often.But I love reading terrible internet comments for some reason.
Sometimes I do that, but mostly I don't because it really has weird effects on me. Like, it makes me hate the world. It makes me hate humanity. Like,
really?
It doesn't do me any good. So...I'd rather...
There's a lot of positive stuff being said out there. There's a lot of smart people on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But, you know, there are topics that are like hateful comment baits.
Yeah.
So I don't really... I definitely avoid those. If I know in advance that it's going to be negative anyway. だからまあ... でも今、ポッドキャストでさ... Oh, did I tell you this? Did I talk about this?
About what?
I told you this, right? Case File. Case File っていうポッドキャストがあって、オーストラリア人の男の人が淡々と、事件について語るやつなんだけど、なぜか女性の被害者の話が多いのね、すごく。でも、それをずっと連続で聞いてると、もう、女性だったらこの世では生きていけないんじゃないかみたいな、もう一瞬で誘拐されたりとか、てか基本みんな誘拐されてる、基本みんな道で誘拐されてるっていう気分になってきちゃうの、なんかずっとそれを聞いてると、なんかそのエグザンプルが多すぎて、でなんか世の中怖いみたいなさ、もうみんな誘拐されるかさ、なんか刺し殺されるみたいなさ、だから結構影響を受けるよね、そういうものに。こうずっと、
Absolutely.
同じところにエクスポーズされてると、
yeah.
なんか世の中全体がそうなんじゃないかっていう気にはなるよね。
I always wonder how, you know, something like that may affect you, and then something about you being affected is producing some micro signaling to the people around you. And so now it's almost like a self-realizing thing.
Yeah.
Like you can freak yourself out about something to the point where you could cause it to happen.
So, なんかそういう小さい世界が出来上がっちゃうんだよね、頭の中に。女性が全員誘拐されて殺されてる世界みたいなものがあるかのような。Yeah. だから安倍さんのそれこそ Facebook のコメントとかを見ちゃうと、めちゃくちゃ右寄りというかさ、なんかもう、mm. あのなんていうの、排他的な。小さい世界があって、うん、みんな同じこと言ってるから、その人たちでお互いですよね、みんなそう思いますよねみたいなことになってるのね。
Yeah. But you have to remember that you're in one of these bubbles, I'm in one of these bubbles.
そうそうそう。
We're in various sort of overlapping Venn diagramming
spheres. で、なんかもうその小さい世界になっちゃうのはもうしょうがないから、どうせならこうポジティブな小さい世界にいたいじゃん。だから。あのジャスティン・トゥルドーのフェイスブックコメントの方が全然ポジティブ、
うん、
Thank you Prime Minister We love you みたいなばっかりだから、
それ読んで
る
の。
そう、それ見てる。だから安倍さんのやつ見ちゃった後はそのトゥルドーのやつ見て、あ、もうクレンジング、
a chaser?
Mind cleansing, yes、
うん、
It's like thank you so much
Yeah,
You're full of love.
I think it's like It's the same It's like the Feng Shui principleapplies to your mind in some way. You know, the things that the media that you surround yourself with, the topics, the genres that you consume have this lingering presence across time. You watched it yesterday and now it's been 2 days, but that's still floating around in your head, bouncing around.Activating and triggering weird thoughts and memories and paranoias and whatnot.
Yeah. で、Facebook ってまさにそれじゃん。みんながこうシェアしちゃってるから、自分が見た情報を。
And everyone, you know, everyone's Facebook feed is unique.
そうそうそう。
So no one is really seeing anyone's Facebook timeline except for their own.
Yeah.
But we all kind of assume that we're on the same thing and we're looking at the same stuff. But no, it's just your...It's a completely, like, egocentric device that you're interacting with. It's like, look at all this stuff that's, like, just for you. Look at the... We think, well, you'll really like these baby photos or this. Look at what your friends are doing.
Yeah. Let's all watch the little chicks getting grinded, you know, in the morning.
Chicks getting grinded?
Yeah.Like male chicks. Grinded? What's
Ground.
The word? Ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the morning.
And what do you
mean, auto video play thing starts and it's like, that's the first thing you see in the morning.
Oh, girls getting, grounded, like at home.Like they can't go outside.
No, not grounded.
Oh, what are you?
No, they're like crushed.
Chicks?
Yeah, male chicks.
Oh, like bird chicks.
Yeah. Not chicks as in girls.
Oh my God.
No, okay. Chicks are not grounded. Oh God.
I was like, this is some factory farming video. Like,
chicks,
oh God.
Grounded. No, not teenage chicks being grounded at home.
So is it like
bird a... babies?
Okay. So it is a factory farming type video.
Yeah.
Okay. Nanda.
Crushed.
I thought it was like girls on YouTube, like their dads are coming home.
Like, oh my God, I'm so grounded. No.
And she's like on her webcam stream, like, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to see that in the morning either, but.
Yeah.
すごい今噛み合わなすぎたね。Well, what's so grinded? No? You don't say grinded?
Ground.
Like ground?
Ground.
Grind.
Ground. To a pulp.Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah.
Jesus. It's a good... so confused. According to human rights organizations Lighthouse and Human Rights Now, many more women are being coerced into Japan's porn industry every year. Recruiters typically ask young women if they are interested in being a model, and upon getting them to sign a contract, take them to a site for filming. Upon realizing that the work involves sex and not modeling...They try to back out but are threatened with contract violation fines or having their parents contacted. The report details women being violently gang-raped and forced into sex without contraception or protection from disease. According to human rights groups, the number of women asking for help has increased in recent years. The porn industry in Japan produces 20,000 films per year and is estimated to net approximately 500 billion yen annually.
人権団体ライトハウスとヒューマンウォッチナウが日本で強制的にアダルトビデオに出演させられている女性の数が毎年増加していると発表しました。若い女性にモデルにならないかと声をかけ、契約書にサインさせてからアダルトビデオの撮影現場に連れていく手口で、女性が騙されたことに気づいて拒否しても契約不履行で罰金を取る、親に連絡するぞなどと脅します。こうして騙されて妊娠や病気を防ぐ配慮もないまま性的に暴行されたり、大勢からレイプされたという被害を報告する女性が近年増加しています。日本では毎年2万本のアダルトビデオが制作され、5000億円の売り上げを捻出しているとみられています。5000億円すごいね、
うん、
2万本もすごいよね。毎年2万本で1日に何本作られてんだっていう話。
Yeah, it's a huge industry.
Yeah.
Mm. So apparently they have recruiters that just stop girls on the street. Have you had people try to recruit you into?
Yes. あるし、まアダルトビデオに出ませんかって言われたことはないけど。まあ多分若い女の人ならみんなあると思うけど、原宿とか渋谷歩いてるとモデルになりませんかとか、お金欲しくないですかとか。
Sometimes I ask directly, like my ex-girlfriend was asked directly to be in
porn. あのお金欲しくないですかっていう時は、まあ大体キャバクラか AV、
うん、
で前聞いたのはなんか渋谷だとテリトリーが分かれてるから、なんかここで聞いてる人たちはキャバクラのキャッチで、ここの人たちはもう AV とか、
うん、
まあ、あとすごい手軽にお金稼げますよとか言われる時はあるよね。でそれがやっぱりその最初の一言だとなんだか分かんないんだよね、
うん、
あのキャバなのか AV なのか、それともこういう風にモデルに見せかけた AV とかってもう分かりえないからさ。
You really see it everywhere. The just guys in suits that just stand in intersections.
And then 一時期よりは減ってる感じはするけど。
I still see them these days.
前の方がなんか法律なんか最近はさ触っちゃいけませんとかすごい言うじゃん。昔は本当に腕とか掴まれて、あのなんていうの、もう強制的に話を聞かせようとするとかよくあったけど。幸いそれはなさそうだけど、逆にこういう風に悪質化してるっていうのは怖いよね。モデルになりませんかって、
うん、
全然、まあ、モデルはモデルかもしれないけどみたいな。
This contract threat thing is kind of weird. And the reason why they it says in here like having their parents contacted is because a lot of these girls are quite young.
Yeah.
And they'reKind of susceptible to that kind of threat.
でもさ、それぐらいアダルトビデオに出たいっていう女性が足りないっていう意味、どういうことだろうね。そのわざわざ騙す必要ある？って思わない
？Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
だって別に
probably...
今度恫喝してさ、強制的に。
If they can trap people.I mean, the established porn actors, their pay is going to keep going up, right?
Yeah.
Presumably.
Right.
So if they can trap new people this way, it might be cost effective for them. Plus their viewers can see like new people and they can take advantage of these people and more aggressively, you know?
So it's worth it to them.
To them, I mean, obviously they're doing it, right?
It's pretty crazy. どういうことなんだろうね。で、だからほとんどお金ももらえないってことなのかね。
Yeah, I don't know. But it's, you know, they probably don't read the whole contract or anything. It's just like, oh yeah, yeah. And there's some fine print in there somewhere.
That, yeah, maybe.
Like, this is porn.
しかも最近はね、こうなんかネットとかにも上がったりするからさ、こう、最悪だよね。
うん。 Yeah.
しかももう現場に連れて行かれちゃってる場合はさ、ちょっともう帰りますとか言うのも許されない感じにされちゃうんだろうね。だから。
I mean, it's likely that a lot of these girls are actually afraid. I mean, there's a bunch of dudes that have taken them to some, you know,
それはめっちゃ怖いよ、こんなの。
Some filming location and then
で怒鳴られたりとかしたらさ。
Yeah, then you're like, oh, I'm not down. Now you've got like, you know, there's like 20 dudes there.
Yeah.
All their stuff. And so they kind of pressure people, I guess.
This is pretty crazy.
Yep. It's a huge industry. It's growing.
It's kind of crazy that the industry is growing. Do you know what I mean? I thought it would be the otherwise.Because everything is for free.
Yeah. But I think we're kind of past that. So it contracted, and now they're finding out ways to monetize again, right?
Hmm. 例えばだって CD とかって音楽業界ってさ、もう縮小しててやばいやばいって言われてるじゃん。なのに、で、AV も違法ダウンロードとかって絶対にあるはずじゃん。
Well, this may just be... I mean, the industry itself is probably a lot smaller than it used to be in terms of their profits, but I don't know if that necessarily means, I mean, it's not better for the people that they're recruiting, right?
Hmm.
They're just more desperate in their recruiting measures, maybe.
Maybe. Hmm. I mean, who pays for porn these days?
I don't know.
I mean, people are buying DVDs and stuff? Like, what?
I think it's subscriptions to, like, online sites.
Oh,
and so then
okay.
It's like, you know, people want to have porn videos that less people have seen or something. They're, like, more exclusive.
Huh.
I don't know. I've never paid for porn, so I don't really know how all that works.
Okay. そっか。まあ、しかもこれその被害者の人がさなかなかこう大声で外に言いにくいっていうのもあるよね絶対にだからこうあんまり表面化しないっていう、
A similar not, I mean I don't know how similar but in the United States and I think in Europe and Canada, UK as well Instagram girlsare being hired by Saudi princes and Saudi, just Saudi people with lots of money. And so these Instagram girls are flown in.
And
once they get there, these Saudi guys are basically like, okay, you're here. I own you and we can basically make you do whatever we want. And now you're in their country.
Whoa.
These guys are so powerful.Right, and so there's all these stories from girls, you know, all the Instagram girls that take pictures of themselves, their makeup and their coffee or whatever it is. Saying that I don't know what they do. It's mostly just selfies, and they're hot. They're hot. So the Saudis like message them on Instagram, like.Hey, we're going to pay you tons and tons of money.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a ticket out to Saudi Arabia. Come hang with this prince dude and all this stuff. And they're
it's basically human trafficking.
Well, yeah, because these girls get to Saudi Arabia and then they don't get paid as much as they were told. And then they are basically forced to do all kinds of stuff they definitely don't want to do.
まあそれ日本でもあるよね。あのフィリピン人の女性とかをあのまあ、東欧の人とかもそうだけど、あのホステスで稼ぎませんかって言って連れてきて、まあ、性的な仕事を無理やりさせてパスポートも取っちゃってとか、And somehow the media doesn't want to talk about it.
And that's been happening with all these free webcam sites as well. So they have
free
all these,
webcam sites.
The I don't know what they're called. The streaming.Free webcam sites where these girls on webcams are online and then they'll like you know move around and guys will be like take your you know, take off your shirt, take off your your bra.
But the guys are paying for this?
Yeah, so the guys pay some, you know, they have like an internal currency or something. So you buy like this many coins or whatever.
Okay.
And then you can basically pay these girls to strip and then do these private webcam things. But oftentimes this is an avenue for people to contact these women about crazier stuff and try to fly them out places, and then they get in issues that way as well. So
これ怖いのはさ、被害に遭ってる子が被害に遭ってるのか自らやりたくてやってるのか外から見たら絶対分かんないところだよね。
Yeah, and I don't think the girls themselves are all that sure either in many cases.
確かに確かに。でもこれどうしたらいいんだろうね。でもその AV とかを見てる男の人があれこの子なんか本当に嫌がってんじゃないかみたいな分かる時とかもあったりするのかな。
I don't know. I'm not sure what they're going to do. I mean, they're proposing stricter regulations.
Like what? But,
probably having to do with the contracts and the way that they're coercing girls into these contracts.
So the contracts are actually real?
I think...
Like it's valid?
Yeah, I think they're valid contracts. And that's, you know, so they... But they're, you know, contracts can be really sneaky.
Yeah.
And you can easily pressure people into not being thorough with a contract. And yeah, so once we make it more clear that stuff like this is illegal, then it empowers not only the victims, but authorities to actually go and try and do something about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, also, I mean, just awareness is the big thing. Just knowing that this is a thing to look out for.
そうだね。
And, that, and yeah, there's sleazy, opportunistic people out there that are, will take advantage of others.
そうね。基本的にこう道で声かけられたらついていかない方がいいよね。まあそれついていっちゃったとしてもその子のせいではないんだけどもね。
Yeah, so I mean, if this happens to some girl, she may think that she may feel very alone, that, you know, that this situation's fucked, and oh no, they have that contract and like all this stuff. And they may not have heard anything about this.
Yeah.
This whole deal.
でしかもテレビとかだとさ、なんかこう有名な女優さんなりアイドルなりが、ああ私原宿でスカウトされましたとかさ、言うわけじゃん。そうするとこうなんか分かんない子は、あじゃあ原宿行って、行ってみようってなって、まあ、スカウトされて、ああ私もああいうふうになれるかもって思っちゃうかもしれないよね。
Yeah, so there's a lot of cultural pressure that's being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
In a study published in PLOS ONE, researchers used virtual reality to test moral paradigms, requiring subjects to take action in emotionally intense, action-focused moral scenarios used in philosophy, and then comparing those actions to their previous judgment of the moral dilemma. Upon entering the VR scenario, a voice guides the subject by saying the following, "Look behind you, a train is coming." Hey, I am too far away, but if you want to save the people, you could push the large person onto the tracks and derail the train. If you're going to push him, do it now, but it is your choice. While only 20% of the participants indicated in a judgment scenario that it was morally acceptable to push the man to save the people, when faced with the action scenario, 70% of the participants pushed the man off the ledge to save the people.The researchers suggest that moral action may be somewhat independent from moral judgment, and that VR may be useful for investigating true moral behavior.
プロスワンに掲載された研究で、バーチャルリアリティを使って人々のモラルを測る実験が行われました。実験では哲学でよく使われるシナリオが採用されました。バーチャルリアリティの世界に入ると、景色とともに声が聞こえてきます。 後ろを見て電車が来ているでしょ。僕は遠くにいて無理なんだが、そこにいる大柄な男性を線路に突き落として電車を脱線させれば、その先にいる5人が助かる。男性を突き落とすなら今しかない。でも君次第だ。事前に同様のシナリオで自分の行動を予想してもらった際には 20% のみが男性を突き落としてもいいと思うと答えていましたが、バーチャルリアリティでは 70% の人が男性を突き落とし5人を救う結果となりました。実際の行動は通常の倫理観とは独立している可能性があり、バーチャルリアリティを使うことで実際の行動を観察できるかもしれないと研究チームは述べています。これそうかね。バーチャルリアリティだから突き落とすんじゃないの？
You think so?
うん。だって実際に。
But why wouldn't they just go with their judgment?
だってなんか面白いじゃん。ゲームでしょ。ゲームみたいな感じで、別にだってこの人本当の人じゃないし、なんか5人助けた方がいい、yeah. いいのかなみたいな。ゲーム的な感覚だとさ、ハリウッド映画とかゲームとかってこう目的を達成するためなら多少人が死んでもいいみたいな感じあるじゃん。
But if you push then wouldn't you rather not push the person and see what happens when the train hits the five people?
でもさ、
I mean?
この声が聞こえてるわけでしょ、
mm-hmm.
で Hey, I'm too far away but って言われるとさ、なんかそれはやった方がいいのかな、なんかこのミッションなのかな、
right.
って思いそうじゃん。
Yeah, I mean, I think the voice、the instructions、are probably some factor、
mm.
That being said, I think there is a difference betweenmoral action and moral judgment.
まあね。
Because, I mean, we're talking about from 20% to 70%. I don't think that many people are just trolling the system.
I don't think they were trolling, but it's like...
but it's not like, it's just VR, feels... so I'm going to shove this guy to death. Off,
I don't know.
To his death off this cliff.
だってさ、実際にこの状況になった時のことを考えるとだよ。
Mm-hmm.
5人の人が死んでしまったとするじゃん、電車に轢かれて。それは自分のせいではないじゃん。
いや、
なんかこう電車のシステムが壊れてたのか、この5人がなんか間違えた情報を与えられて工事してたのかとかさ。
But you had the you were the only variable.
Yeah, だからまあその5人に危ないよって叫んでるけど聞こえないとかね、まあそれはもうしょうがないじゃん。だけどこの大柄な男性を突き落としたら、もうそれ自分が直接手を下してるわけで殺人罪じゃん。
Yeah, so basically you, like most people, would say from a your judgment position is that it's not acceptable to push the guy off the cliff to save those five people.
Yeah.
Right? But here's the thing. They're saying that if you were put inside virtual realityMost likely, you would push the person. In other words, when asked to make the most morally correct decision, when put in that position in virtual reality, you for whatever reason decide that the moral decision is to push that person off and to stop the train.
Right.
Because you see that person and you see the five people that are going to be killed, and you can't let the five people die. People will like freak out.Because there's like 10 seconds after the voice, right? And the train's coming. Are you really going to let these five people die?
しかもこれさ、答える人が自分自身が大柄な男性だったらさ、それもちょっと違くない？
No.
じゃあ自分が行けばいいのに、隣にいる大柄な人を突き落として、またそれ別の話になってこない？もう最悪じゃん。お前、
no,
俺は嫌だけどお前がやれみたいなさ。
This is too deep. You've gone too deep.
でもわかる？ちょっと変わってこない？
You mean if I could jump off the cliff instead and stop the train?
Because you could. Right.、
Yeah.
I mean, 例えばだから大柄っていうのがポイントなんだとして、私みたいなこう背がちっちゃい人だとあんまり電車が止められないとかだったらまださ。わかるけど、自分も大柄だったらさ、じゃあお前が行けよって感じじゃん。
Well, maybe, but I don't think that would be enough of a factor. I don't know how many big people that were big enough to stop trains actually did this thing, but what it's suggesting is that if you were in the virtual reality, that your actions would conflict with what you've just been saying.
Right, right.
And you can say, oh, no, it won't, or, you know, well, but I mean, you don't really know.
What I'm saying is that virtual reality is not real. So, yes, I understand that the...
But it does
your
hijack.
Action and behavior are different,
mm-hmm.
but then your action in virtual reality and in the reality could be totally different too, right?
Yes.
So this is just an action in virtual reality.
But the virtual reality is, the whole point of it is to simulate reality. So certainly to the extent that virtual reality does not represent reality,
because like if you
different.
Remember, I was in virtual reality in the ocean. でなんか急ぎん着みたいのがあって、それがインタラクトする、インタラクティブだから、こう触るとピュッて引っ込んだりとかするんだけど、で足元にあるやつちょっと蹴ってみたりとかさ、するじゃん。で実際に海にいるとき急ぎん着足で蹴るかっつったら絶対に蹴らないじゃん。
Yeah.
むしろ触んないし。
Yeah, but this is people being asked to make what they feel is the most moral decision. I agree with you. certainly knowing that it's not real,
yeah.
is going to affect your decision making. But we're not sure how.
We can't
do the real thing.
Yeah.
If virtual reality was indistinguishable from real reality,
yeah.
then we would actually have a control. And we could do the actual experiment that we want to do. But for right now, this is the closest thing we have. And,
なんか今ね、Life is Strange っていうゲームやってるんだけど、It's almost like a simulation game. You just pick, なんかセリフのチョイスとか、行動のチョイスが出てきて、まあそれをやるかやらないかとかによって話が変わってくるわけよ。で、ゲームだから別にモラルに反したことをしてもいいわけじゃん。でも、なぜかあの正しこれが正しいことだって思うことをやっちゃうっていう。
いや、boring。
そう。なんか自分でも驚きっていうか。い
や。
あ、私なんでこんなちゃんとした行動を取っちゃうんだろうみたいな。なんかすごいひどい人になってもいいのに、すごい優しい。
You're surprised how good of a person you are. Is that what you're saying?
Or more like
you expected you to be more capable of like being of dismissing morality for the sake of enjoying the game.
Yeah, like it makes me feel like a hypocrite. Like, who am I trying to impress? You know, this is just a game.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I'm like so nice.
But maybe
to everyone.
If you start being bad in games, then.And you'll just be there's like a part of your personality that's ready to be evil at all times.
Maybe.
Because I get suspicious if I go to a friend's house and they're playing that Grand Theft Auto game, and they're just running over old ladies and just beating the shit out of some dude, just beating like taking his money, just beating him, and then pulling out like sniper rifles and just.Shooting reporters out of helicopters and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just, there's like this consistent relief that I have that this person is only like this in a video game. And I'm just thinking about how glad I am.
to defend your friend.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto is a bit different because 知らない人じゃん。あんまりこうコネクションがなくて、撃ったりとか殴ったりしてもコンセクエンスが全然ないから、なんかもう全リアルじゃないっていうかさ、ただ私がやってるゲームってもう本当に友達とか、なんか私がこれをやったせいでこの友達が大変なことになっちゃうとか、なんかコンセクエンスがついてくるわけよ。そうするとなんかさ、
people feel very differently about games, I think. Like some people、
まあね、
they are totally free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They go in the game world, they're totally free.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Should I shoot this grandma in the head? Yeah, of course. You know, like,
I'm
totally free. But I'm a little bit, I feel I'm doing what I want to do, but it's a little bit restrained. I don't get too crazy because I feel like, you know,
you're still you.
There's
like,
something
there no game version of you.
You go too far and there's like a weird dissociative thing that's occurring where it's like you start to get introspective. It's like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, yeah. It feels weird. I played that game like a few days ago, like for the first time ever.
Wait, what? Grand Theft Auto?
Eh? I mean, I played at a friend's house before, but my brother had the disc.
Okay.
So I like tried it. I got bored in like 15 yeah. minutes, but I felt weird in that game when I like accidentally kill people, even on accident. I was like, I got in this car and I just, at the very beginning of the game, I like reversed and I just ran over someone.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. They didn't call the police. And I was just...
What?
No, you have to do a lot in that game before...
Yeah. You can like mug people and punch strippers.
Yeah, but there is this weird emotion, and then there's another emotion where you're trying to check the first emotion, right? So it's like, oh. And then you're like, oh no, it's a game.
Muitenaine, Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I don't... I'm just not used to it yet, I think.
I guess.
I don't know if I want to get used to it.
I think I'm okay with Grand Theft Auto because the main character is kind of like sketchy to begin with. So it's like, it's
Why
not
is
me.
Sketchy?
Like, I don't know. It's not me. Like, the one that I played was this like guy with heavy Russian accent or something. Oh. And he lives in this, I don't know.
Okay. But if it was like, if it was like the,
it's not me,
the Nintendo Me version.
Right. Or this game that I'm currently playing, it's like a normal high school girl.
Hmm.
So, you know.
But you know how they have the Nintendo Me?
Yeah.
Where you make it look like yourself.
Hi. Avatar みたいなやつでしょ?
Yeah. So if you did that in the game that you're playing right now, and it looked like you more.
Yeah.
How does that change it at all? Does that affect it, you think?
I don't know. I'm already like being nice.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, でもなんか自分でもびっくりする。あ、なんか maybe I'm boring. Like, I can't be wild. Even in the game.
Does that make you anxious?
Not anxious, but
do you feel more solidified in like who you are? You know what I mean? Like, there's this realization. It's like, oh, like, I kind of tried to be someone that's not quite me, but yappari, I'm like this majime person now, and it's all fluffy.
I don't know. It's like, I just don't want to be the bad guy. でも一回だけなんか人のコメントに惑わされて人のっていうかその So I can rewind time.
Of course, I knew it.
So like I did this one thing and then the main character was like, oh, now like I'm gonna be in trouble. So I was like, okay, fuck it. So I rewinded.
That's cheating, right?
Not cheating.
Rewinding time is not cheating?
Well, I guess it is. I don't know.
What's more cheating than time travel?
So I rewinded and then make it more convenient to me. But not to my friend.
This is mommy's universe.
And then my friend just committed suicide yesterday in the game.
Okay.
And I couldn't stop it. And I was like, oh, fuck, it's my fault.
But you're not going to rewind it anymore?
That Your part was like unrewindable.
In the game? That happens?
Yeah. Yeah. She like jumped off the school because
on
her
purpose?
Video went viral on the internet, like her embarrassing video.
What is this game? That's weird.
So yeah, I was like, oh my god.
Well, that'll teach you to be selfish. Look what happened.
Like, I could have saved her.
Yeah.
You know, but because I was being selfish, now I got this consequence.
I thought you were nice. And now this, you're I know, telling this, me that your friend
jumped off a building. No, it was just like one thing, you know, one decision. I decided to be selfish. And yeah, that's all it took. And she died. So I was like, damn it.
Hmm. Does your score go down? Or is it?
No, it's not.
So you don't really care.
It's not really about scores. It's just the story changes depending on what you do in the game.
So how is this game changing who you are?
I don't think this game is changing anything.
It probably
If anything, finding out that I'm not really adventurous with games and just
You know, I was
still trying to do what's right.
I was just thinking you know, coming up on, you know, when you're reaching around 30, think about your life and who you are and who people around you are.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, like, why are each of us becoming the people that we're becoming? You know, it's kind of it's weird. You can't predict who you're going to be in the future.
Right. But you don't want to get worse, right?
But it's so relative. It's hard to tell.
I mean, that's kind of...
Your reference point is changing all the time.
Right.
And you don't really realize that, you know?
Yeah.
You think that everything that you're referencing from that point is changing. I mean, it is. But where you're seeing things from is changing, and you're just inevitably morphed by all the things around you that you take in and you interact with.
I'm just trying not to get worse
as a person.
Like, I don't want to, it's like さっきの Make America Great Again と似てるけど、なんか、あ、10年前の私すごい良かったなみたいな、一番嫌じゃん。
Yeah.
とか、あ、5年前の自分最高だったなみたいな、今こんなになっちゃってみたいなさ。
Yeah.
なんかそのそれはあの財政状況とか仕事とかいう問題じゃなくて、この人としてなんか悪化してるみたいなさ、一番嫌じゃん。
Yeah.
それはないようにしたいなと思うよね、やっぱ。なんか悲しくない？振り返ってあの時の自分に戻りたいみたいな。
Right. I think that's the healthiest way though, you know, is to
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself to other people as much as you just compare yourself to yourself.
Yeah. Just one thing, like, I think I've talked about this, but I used to, like, people used to say that I'm really sarcastic. Like, I used to get that a lot. So I guess I was sarcastic. But now I don't even know how to be sarcastic anymore. Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, I lost the skill for some reason. And I don't even remember what kind of things that I was saying to have people say that I was sarcastic. So that's kind of like a... なんかちょっともったいないっていうか、なんか、え、いつの間に失っちゃったんだろうみたいな、たまに思う。
Right, right.
しかも、
right.
I think being sarcastic is a skill, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I think. And that's why it feels like it's something that I lost over time.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
I mean, you're still sarcastic sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you are, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of the old mommy that was way more sarcastic.
So, なんかどうしたんだろうと思って。何を言ってたのかなと思って自分が。もう覚えてないじゃん、もちろん。
Yeah.
それだけかな、なんかミステリーっていうか自分の中で。
But at least you have, you know, you have this awareness of your past self, you know, in that way. Just
from the things that people used to tell me, yes.
But if people didn't tell you, you may not have noticed, right?
No, yeah. So maybe there are a lot of other things that I've lost on the way.
Yeah, but
and I'm not even, yeah, I'm not even aware of it.
Yeah.
But...Yeah, it's weird.
Who do you think you'll be in 5 years?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
It's impossible, right?
Yeah, it is definitely impossible. Like, 5 years ago, you know, I wouldn't have seen it where I am right now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, あの最近 iPhone 新しくしたのね。でその古い iPhone を返さなくちゃいけないじゃん、お金もらうためには。でそしたらその今の夫と出会った最初のメールとかは全部こうその古い方に iMessage で入ってるからなくなっちゃうわけよ。であちょっと寂しいなと思って、何話してたのかなと思って2012年の会話を見てたの。 And it's like you're the same person but then you're different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, of course, your relationship with this person is different. Very different. But you are kind of, like, you're single. You're a bit younger. You know, you're in a different place in life. And, you know, back then I think I was six. I literally wasn't doing anything. So you know, sometimes even now, like, I feel like I'm not doing enough. Like, some days I'm like, oh, like, maybe I should do more. But then, like, because I'm always comparing myself to when I was working really hard all the time. So right. compared to that, if I use that as my reference point, then yeah of course I have so much time now. But then when I was reading this text, I was like, oh God, I'm not doing anything. So compared to that, I'm doing a lot more.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right. Like, it really depends on the reference point, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you are using. And then depending on that, your opinion about yourself is completely different.
Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes it's just an epiphany you have or a decision you make just randomly. And then it stays in your mind for like months and years sometimes, where you're carrying yourself a different way, or you're doing things a different way, or you have a different attitude about something. Like, sometimes I'll just be like, oh, I've never thought about this, you know, that way.
Mm.
And then it's just a fork in the road in terms of your mind and your mental state.
Right.
And there's not really, they don't really flow backwards, if you know
Soul
what I mean.
On there, yeah. Entropy.
Yeah. Yeah, minds don't flow backwards, it seems like.
そうね、確かにね、なんかこう昔の自分を振り返って、あ、なんかああいうところが良くなかったな、みたいなのをさ、今更またぶり返すってあんまないよね、多分。
Yeah, you're not gonna wear like do-rags or like...
yeah, fashion wise too, yeah.
Fashion is a very visible version of that. You know, you'll look at your clothes from like a year ago, and it's not just like what was popular a year ago. Out of everything that was popular a year ago, this is what you thought was like reasonable.
なんか, you know, those times when I was trying way too hard とか, なんか, yeah, I used to try way harder.
With fashion,
like, I used to get fucked.
Clothes.
Yeah. なんか例えば絶対メイクしないと外出ないとか。あの、もう髪もちゃんとやって、もう絶対ヒール履くみたいな。でも、
it like stems from your values in a way.
そうだね。
Like your values inform your decisions, which inform all these other things, like just what you're wearing and what you're surrounding yourself with. And...
そうだね。今とかも、あ、木曜日だと思って、あ、今日収録の日って思ったら、あ、今日適当な格好していい日だみたいな。やる気ゼロ。
So much of it starts with like what you care about.
そうだね。Yeah.
So, you know, I remember being so confused and so unsure about what I wanted to do when I was in college.
In life? And or with fashion?
Not with fashion. But I was studying finance, right? And I had always thought that I was going to go into finance.
Hi.
And I was kind of fixed on that.
Yeah.
And the more I was getting into finance, the more I was finding out that I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And so that kind of blew up in my face. It's like, okay, well then what am I going to do? Because I was planning on doing this whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And part of figuring out what you want to do, I think, is just figuring out what you care about. And there's so many things to care about because there's so many crazy things going on in this world.
そうだね。
You can pick any problem and find a way to care about it.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. It's just a matter of, can you empathize with this?
Yeah.
And do you think you can do something about it? You know? And then things kind of align around your values. Right? But if your value is money, then it's kind of this closed loop, right? Well, my value is money. How do I get money? And then it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't fit into your life.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Then I guess your health becomes at a lower place in your priority list. And yeah, then it gets crazy.
But I hear like, it all the, you know, people say this, like, I don't know what I want to do for work.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to do for a career. But I mean, if you look around, there's a lot of stuff that needs help.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can, you might not want to do something. If you just ask, what do you like doing? It might not be obvious, but you look at, you know, what some of the world's issues actually are, then you can start to care about things.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of caring about things, この間最初にクマちゃんをもらってきた猫シェルターの代表の山本さんっていう人にインタビューしてきて、うん、それは多分そろそろコスモで記事出ると思うからみんなに読んでほしい。cool. Yeah, she was an interesting person、
mm-hmm.
She started on her own after started like picking up 30 animals on her own at her home.
That sounds messy.
Yeah, and that was back then when there was no internet. So she had to look for people who would adopt the animals on magazines and stuff. So it'll take way more time, right?
So she's been involved for quite a
long time. Yeah, yeah, pretty cool. お話終わり?
Next Wednesday, they're going to land something on Mars. It's the ExoMars project. It's kind of cool.
Ooh.
Obama came out with like a formal statement that we're going to Mars, basically.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that, but he like wrote this whole, I guess he wrote an article about it, about his childhood and his, I don't know, his sentiments about space exploration. So it's kind of interesting.
面白いね。
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mars. It's getting real.
Yeah, it's getting real.
Yeah, I was thinking the other day, like, if, I don't know, 5 years ago, maybe, like, if someone said, oh, humans are going to Mars,
yeah,
then it still sounded crazy.
Yeah, well, it sounds real to us, but I'm sure there's still a lot of people that it's like, Mars, come on. They're like us 5 years ago.
Not the listeners of Bilingual News.
Well, maybe. But yeah, we're going to Mars. It's official.
Right. 文字起こしのテキストを iPhone と Mac と Android のアプリから購入できますので試してみてください。1話目から3話目までは無料です。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安なプランやっていますので、ぜひ活用してみてください。
Yep.
膨大な量だよね。
Yes.
激安です。あとマイケルが作った渾身の力作 LINE スタンプ
Yes、
猫星人ステッカーも好評発売中です。あとは、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってますのでフォローお願いします。質問は Twitter でいただけると返しやすいです。
寒いね。
寒いね。今日寒いね。もう秋と冬の間。
Is it over? Warmth?2016 warm.
でもこれぐらいは結構好きやだし、なんか、
yeah.
ああもう夏終わってちょっと寒い格好しなきゃみたいな。
This is only for like a week, right? And then it's winter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
でも winter も最初の頃は楽しくない。なんかあーコート何着ようかなとか、なんかあーちょっと寒い。
何？ファッション頑張るの？
なんか湿気がないねみたいな。
yeah.
時とか。で大体まあ1月ぐらいになると文句言い始めるよね。もうやめて。
I wonder what it's going to be like this year. Because,、yeah. you know, it was so crazy with the typhoons and the...
Yeah, 確かに。
You know, we've got the climate change kicking in.
でももうあったかい飲み物飲める季節になったね。I like that. やっぱ四季があるっていいよね。
yeah, we're glad that the earth is tilted.
Yeah. All right. 終わり。
Oh.
No?
I read something interesting on the internet today.
Okay.
It was just an internet comment. But someone said that brushing your teeth is the only time that you clean your skeleton.
何それ?
I don't know. I, it's true, though, I guess.
まあ確かにね。そっか。歯はスケルトンだもんね。
Yeah. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but.
変なの。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.